Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you doing?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
Are you getting geared up for tomorrow's Super Bowl?
Yeah. We've got actually a little party we're going to go to and, see some friends and have a couple beers.
What's the most exciting part of the Super Bowl for you? Is it the game, the halftime show, or the food?
Food.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
Dessert, buddy. Dessert.
I thought you'd say that. That's
an excuse. My wife will let me eat dessert.
There you go. It's Super Bowl. You can have dessert because that's what everybody has during Super Bowls, the dessert. Anyways, we're going to have a very interesting show today. We're going to be talking about, all this changes in interest rates, bond market's having a lot of attention. The bond market usually signals the stock market and the economy. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk to, an expert on what's the bond market really saying. And we've had a lot of, differences of opinions out there of what the bond market's saying and what's really going to happen. And I think, we need to kind of get some clarity on, are we going to have interest rate cuts? Are we going to go into a recession? Mm-hmm. We're going to answer those questions on the show today.
Yeah, today it'll be a great show. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this week, my friend. You were reporting throughout the course this week, and there were some interesting developments. Another big week of earnings. We had some surprises on the Canadian side, like we did last week in the labor market stuff. So, what was your sense? Sort of give us a sense of the big stories and.
Let's park the jobs numbers for you and I to have a conversation about that because I found some interesting pieces out of that. But let's talk about this week in the market in general. Mm-hmm. And it had multiple personalities this week.
Yeah.
Companies whose earnings, revenue, and bottom line were going up were rewarded to some degree. If they had better future guidance, restructuring, job cut losses, those types of things. Yeah. To kind of right-size their company.
Got protect rewarded, profit, right?
Yeah. Got rewarded.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. This whole ChatGPT AI, just the amount of attention it got. And when companies make a blunder on their chat, their AI function, the stock plummets. Mm-hmm. This reminds me a lot of when the hype goes up for any one thing.
Right.
Well, if we're so worried about recession and people are not going to spend money and there's not going to be that much advertising, there's not going to be any revenue, does it matter if you've got a new function?
Right.
Where did all this hype come from?
Right.
So we have one side of the personality of the market saying, "Woo, be careful of earnings." Then you got the other side of the market saying, "Look at this. Let's
cool
take
this
off.
Is. Yeah.
Let's take off with these AI products." So there's a multiple personality. And so what that tells me is, this market is not about an index. It's about the constituents within the market. And it's now getting more and more clear to me, week after week, that you just can't stick on the index and hope everything works out well. There's going to be probably no movement or little movement in the net return of the market, but the constituents within there individually will have it. So my call so far for this year going forward, and the eye-opener for me is we're switching active management versus passive management. These index or index-hugging investments are going to have a big challenge, at least for the foreseeable future, because of this multiple personality of the market.
Yeah, and remember what index, right? There's lots of different indexes, S&P 500 versus all the others. So, I agree with you, and I like that notion of the multiple personalities, and the bond market sort of helped with a bit of this schizophrenia there too, right? With and we'll talk more about that. We don't want to go into a ton of it right now, but some repricing going on, based on expectations of what's going to happen with inflation and future interest rates. So there was lots of moving. Companies are still beating their earnings estimates. They are coming down. They're beating it perhaps at a slower or by a narrower margin than historically. So you're seeing some impact, right, on earnings?
When the companies that have not met their expectations, although those expectations were lower, in aftermarket trading, the stock gets plummeted. And then in the morning, not so bad.
Not as bad.
So it's kind of like the multiple personality. They all run away.
Right.
And then they calm down overnight. I guess they're having some dessert at Super Bowl or something like you're doing. They calm down.
Very civilized.
They got the sugar in them. They're like, okay, we can come back to the table and kind of put our attention to it. It's interesting what the market's doing this week. I want to switch gears on the market to the job numbers in Canada.
Yeah.
Blockbuster changed there 10 times more in jobs than what was estimated. So now we have 150,000 job increase for the month of January. Here are some key things that I found very interesting about the data. Number one, their wage inflation is decelerating. So how the amount that you have to pay for a worker is up, mm-hmm. but not as much as it was last month.
Right.
So that's an aha moment there. Most of the jobs were full-time. Absenteeism, I've talked about this quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Absenteeism is getting towards closer to seasonal levels, which means the hours worked were about a 1% increase,
right.
give or take. That's good for the economy. Mm-hmm. More people working, mm-hmm. more people participating in the labor market, which means they're going and looking for a job, tell them there's going to be an increase in economic activity. Mm-hmm. We may not have higher inflation, but we can still have, you know, a decent economy moving. And I think this is giving us one data point right now. We'll have to wait for a few more, that we might be able to mitigate the recession.
The soft landing scenario. I mean, that's what the U.S. data told us last week too, right? We had a very similar profile in the U.S. labor data. A surprising beat, a deceleration in wages, wage inflation. Their unemployment rate's getting quite low, so I'm sure that's going to be some concern for the, you know, the central bank. But it is a Goldilocks scenario. Very difficult to get into a material recession if everybody's got a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And what happened after the job numbers came out in the morning on Friday was that the expectation of interest rate increases by the Bank of Canada just went up.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are thinking, wait, if everybody's still working, there's going to be higher inflation. Maybe not. Maybe more people are working, but they're not increasing on inflation.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see over the next couple of months the real data that comes out of it. And is this multiple personality of the market going to continue?
Right.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I think people need to remember that these little data points, one in a silo position, will have reaction in the market that has multiple personalities. And so it's almost like dealing with an individual who one minute has a feeling of things are going to be better, and then the next minute have a feeling that things are going to be worse. So be prepared for the intraday volatility,
sure.
and then the volatility going forward.
I think that's the key thing. And it's the uncertainty, right? Because until we get deeper into the year, right, we don't know where the central banks ultimately end up, and that uncertainty will create that sort of multiple personality trading on any given day or even in intraday, as you said. Okay, listen, we're gonna take a quick break here and try to bring some order to this. Apply our investor superpowers of structure and discipline to get through periods like this of uncertainty, and we're gonna talk about how to do that. At our upcoming seminar.
You know, the way that you position your assets in order to make sure that you can have the retirement that you've wanted or dreamed about requires, like you said, two superpowers, structure and discipline. How do you have that structure and discipline, and what's the strategy to make sure you can have the retirement you want? We're going to present that solution to that problem on Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m., at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Let's find out what the bond market's telling us about whether or not the Bank of Canada is going to stay on hold or they're going to raise rates more. After the break, you're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.